Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, coworker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be dangerous.
We got our show through live. Okay, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next several minutes, actually the next 90 minutes. We're so happy that you took time out to join us this evening. We're live. We've got a fantastic show planned for you tonight. And let me go ahead and bring in my co-host, who we're so honored and happy to have with us this evening, Lady C. Lady C, it's a pleasure, as always, to have you on tonight's broadcast. I certainly hope that you're having a great day.
Hello, I am having a great day. It's been a busy day, but I am having a fabulous day.
All right, awesome. Lady C, we've got a very interesting one tonight. It's a very live show. And let me just go ahead and bring in Ms. Cross. Ms. Cross, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's also an honor to have you on board with us tonight.
Hello, everyone. I hope everybody's having an amazing week. Hey, Dr. Walker.
Hey, I certainly am. Ms. Cross, call me after the show tonight, too, when you get a moment.
Okay, will do.
All right, Ms. Cross, why don't you go ahead and give us your commercial that you normally give my audience?
Okay, everyone. So, yes, my name is Camila Cross. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I am offering therapeutic services as well as anger management services in the Tri-County area. So I am now accepting, it's been some changes, some good things. You know, I'm accepting some insurances. So I do take Cigna, United, and some of the employee option plans, right? So if you guys are interested, I know right now it's been some trying times, just dealing with the stress, anxiety, depression. I'm seeing it a lot in my clients. You don't have to suffer in silence. You don't have to suffer alone. You can definitely hit me up. My number is 954-825-8500. I do definitely believe in having a good fit. So even if for whatever reason I'm unable to assist you in some of the in obtaining services, I will be more than happy to find in a whole, it's all about support. So I have a whole support system with other social workers and therapists who are very trained in what you might need. So shoot me a text, give me a call. You can email me as well. I'm at yourworthllc@gmail.com. And I'm ready to rock and roll with this show tonight.
Excellent. That's what I love to hear. Ms. Cross, I'm going to ask you to stand by. Let's go ahead and bring in Benny from the Block. Benny from the Block, it's always an honor and pleasure to have you on board with us as well.
Good evening. It is exciting to always be on the show. I'm excited today. It's been an absolute great day, and I'm ready to roll.
All right. That's what I want to hear. I want to be able to ask you on tonight's topic is your relationship with poor customer service. Now, we're all consumers, and before I get into tonight's story, I just want to pass it out here to my all my co-hosts tonight and ask the question, and that becomes sort of like, have you all had an experience with poor customer service? I mean, I've had a multitude of experiences with poor quality service when you're going to buy something and you can't just seem to get the help that you need. Ms. Cross, let me begin with you. What has been your experience? I'm going to ask the same question to all of you all tonight. What has been your experience with poor customer service?
Well, I have definitely been on the receiving end of poor customer service. I actually worked customer service for umpteen years, you know, kind of in while in college, a little bit out of college when I was trying to find my job and my way. So I know kind of what it looks like from both angles. I never understood, though, when how is it that, like you were saying, I'm actually coming to buy a service, I'm coming to receive a service, and you're not giving me the utmost respect. And, you know, why is it any kind of hostility when I'm coming to spend money with you? You know, I never understood that. I had to come to, at first I would be, I was younger, I was a little bit more offended, and then I was like, I don't have to spend my money with you. If you don't know how to appreciate me coming and choosing you as a provider for me, I don't have to be here. So I just remove myself. I usually like to give an educational piece because maybe that's the pettier side of me in terms of how to treat people. But then I don't go back. I don't go back. But I think on the receiving end, me doing customer service, I have noticed, unfortunately, that people sometimes they do give that energy where an arrogance sometimes where it's like, hey, I'm spending my money with you, so, you know, I should be able to deal with you how I want to deal with you. And I remember not understanding that angle either because I'm like, at the end of the day, it should be about respect, period. Like, regardless, you should have a level of respect because I'm a human, you're a human. So unfortunately, I've seen it from both angles.
All right, excellent. We're going to ask you to stand by, and I like everything that you said there, and we're all consumers, and the fact is that you don't go back. That sounds like me right there. Lacey, let me bring you in here now and get your experience on poor customer service, and how have you handled it?
Well, I can't really say I had poor customer service done to me. The only poor thing I would say I would have had was people just constantly putting me on hold because they don't know what department to send me to. Or I've been left on hold for like minutes, like 20, 30 minutes and have to hang up. I mean, I can't recall having anyone really rude to me.
Okay. Awesome. Well, that is certainly awesome. Benny from the block, let's bring you in and share your experience with us. What has happened with you, if anything?
Well, I fly quite a bit, so mine's with an airline service, and I was trying to resolve a flight that had been canceled, and it just at the time, the lady who was trying to help me, I was kind of sympathetic because it seemed like she wasn't very knowledgeable about the whole situation and her job. But she just kept me for, like, a long time. And I ended up, you know, almost missing a flight because she couldn't find a flight for me to get booked on. And so I even though I was sympathetic, it did arise in me a bit of just, you know, I was bothered because I just thought at that point, and she's out front, she should at least had a better grasp of her job, or she should have called a supervisor to come over and help her, I ended up having to run to catch a flight. She got me on the flight, but it was like at the last minute, and it was like we had plenty of time before. So that was just annoying to me. Not to mention that
so they certainly could have done something better and differently.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to 980-245. Who do we have, and welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Hi, everybody. This is Bridget.
Bridget, thank you for joining us.
Doing?
Hi.
Oh, welcome, Dr. Walker.
Have you had poor, dealing with poor customer service before we go into our story tonight?
Oh, have I? I got something to tell y'all. I tell you, went to the farmer's market on Sunday and shopping around with my girlfriend, and we went to buy vegetables and things like that. And we got to a certain booth that had some cucumbers that my girlfriend wanted to buy. So as soon as we walked, well, before we walked up, there was a white person there, and this young lady was helping them. And as soon as that person left, we stepped up, and she actually turned away from us and walked further over to pretty much stay out of our range. Then she started pretending like she was arranging boxes. She looked at us at the corner of her eye, and my girlfriend had already taken her money out, and she says, well, is she coming over? I said, it looks like she's not. I said, honey, put your money back in your purse and let's go. And then we walked by her. I said, well, sweetheart, you need our money. We don't need your cucumbers. We can go to another booth. Have a good day.
Wow.
So yes, I've had bad experience with because, you know, I don't. People think it's just that older white people are prejudiced. No, you have some very young people that are prejudiced.
Well, I'm certainly sorry you had that experience. When you said to her, we don't need your money, you need our money, what did she say, if anything?
No, I said to her, I don't need your cucumbers, but you need our money. She said nothing. Mm-hmm. She just looked at us as we walked off.
Wow. Wow. Interesting. So, you know, something, thank you, Bridget, for sharing that with us. And something that Ms. Cross said tonight, she never could understand it, how, you know, you would allow a person to treat you, you know, with disrespect, and I'm paraphrasing here, when you're spending your money. And that's
right.
Exactly how I feel, regardless of who it is. If I'm spending my money with you, I demand good quality service. So we're going to take a look at the story tonight, but Bridget, we're going to actually stand by. Let me just go to the phone lines once again, 770-703. Who do we have and welcome?
Good evening, everyone. Dr. Walker, this is Jeanette.
Jeanette, thank you for joining us. Jeanette, just here, have you had experience with poor quality customer service, poor customer service?
Yes. As far as me, mine has to do with a lot of time with small businesses. I try to give my business to small businesses, and they tend to stand you up a lot where they slip or either be late, don't show up, and they don't bother to call, like my time is not valuable. And when I do have to contact them, I have to remind them my money is the same color as the other guy's money. So why are you telling me you had something to come up that you had to get to them first when you had already obligated yourself to me? So I think, you know, a lot of small businesses I have contact with have been very inconsiderate as far as their obligations to people they might think, you know, can help them. But personally, I know a lot of people, they didn't know that, and I could give them some good references, but they rather go the other direction. So I've had that kind of problem, small business.
All right. Well, tonight we are going to ask all of you all to stand by. Tonight we are talking about your relationship with poor customer service. You know, and we want to hear from all of you all out there. If you've got a comment that you want to make about poor customer service, or you've got a strategy or a comment, we certainly welcome that, and we want to hear what you do about it, because that can make all the difference, and someone tonight can perhaps take some of this information with them and say, you know what, I never thought about that, and that's what this show is all about. I want to go ahead and give this disclaimer. The show is not about presenting legal information, medical information, or psychology information. All the opinions that are expressed on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show are those of my own, my co-host, my callers, and we certainly do not give legal advice or psychology advice. All the information that's presented is for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Anything outside of that, if you're seeking other types of therapy or anything of that sort, we're going to ask that you contact the appropriate professional in that particular field. All right, once again, all the information is for educational purposes and informational purposes only. Tonight's characters are Zetra and Yolen. Zetra and Yolen, and you can just call them Yo. Yo and Zetra. This is a young couple who met 2 years ago, and they've been dating since that time. Now, they're both in their early 20s in a very good relationship where they talk about any and everything. Now, recently, they have spent a great deal of time observing and talking about people who work in customer service jobs are not the same type of people whom their parents told them how customer service used to be. Now, for some reason, they thought it was the norm for someone in customer service not to smile or even be pleasant as though they appreciate your business. They thought this was the norm. They also thought that the normalcy of customer service jobs included being placed on hold for an extended period of time, switched over via phone to several people, employees being rude and disrespectful, ignoring customers as employees actually congregate amongst themselves while having the customer wait, or simply engaging personal telephone calls as they ignore the customer altogether. Now, it's gotten to the point that Yolen and Zedra individually surveyed several older people to find out the best way to deal with poor customer service. Now, here are just a few of the findings that they thought would be helpful to others who may have also had similar experiences. Now, number one, they said exercise empathy. They're actually asking you to exercise empathy because you don't know what that customer service clerk may be going through. That's interesting. Number two, they say try being polite in hopes that the clerk's attitude or behavior could change towards you. Number three, try to understand the job and pressure that the clerk may be dealing with on a daily basis. Wow. You know, as I think about this, I'm thinking about Bridget. I mean, what could that girl have been going through other than turning her back and not wanting their money? Number four, if you're on the phone dealing with customer service, hang up. I know that may sound rude. And try to get someone else when you call back. This may appear rude, of course, but it may be necessary. Number five, ask to speak with a manager or a supervisor. That's one of my favorites right there. Always speaking to a manager or supervisor. Number six, share with the clerk that you prefer to speak with someone else who may not be in a big hurry. You may want to put the blame on yourself, such as, I apologize to the clerk by saying, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to upset you, but I really would appreciate your patience and your help. Now, this is one. This particular one is one that Yolen and Zetra highly recommended because they discovered the clerk will, in turn, oftentimes calm down and treat you with more respect and patience. Now, of course, there may be other tips or strategies that could be helpful, but these ultimately proved beneficial to Yolen and Zetra. Now, Ms. Clark, I'm going to start by you by asking this question. Why should Yolen and Zetra try to please the customer service clerk? I mean, why try to please the clerk? After all, she's not serving them any food.
No.
You get that. I thought she would.
To the service. Well, you know, my thing is this. I don't really agree. I'm going to be totally transparent and honest. I don't agree with all the methodologies that they stated. Because at the end of the day, you know, as a prior customer service rep, right? We are taught to de-escalate and make sure that you do whatever it takes to help the customer. You know, of course, because sometimes some customers get a little sideways, but there's no reason why you should take your problems out on the customer. That's inappropriate, you know. So I don't think that it's the customer's job to please the rep, the customer service. I don't agree with that part. I do believe, though, that you can definitely create a balance sometimes because sometimes, you know, we don't know what pressure the other person may be under. Again, it's not your job to be their therapist or to solve their problems. But sometimes I think it's okay to give them, like, a check. Like, is everything okay? Like, I'm calling to get something resolved. It, you know, I know there's a little hostility. Like, can I call someone else? Like, or something. Like, I kind of do that. Like, if I notice the person's taking the situation a little bit too personally, there's no reason why you should be taking something personally if I'm calling to resolve something. That's crazy. You know, like, not crazy. You know, I don't want to say crazy because I was on the receiving end. Maybe they're having a harsh day. So sometimes it's okay to give someone a little reality check, like, is everything okay? Because there's no reason why you should be displacing this energy to me. And they might be able to, you know, catch it before it keeps going, right? But I do. Some of those were good tips, like the whole hanging up and getting someone else. I've done that. If I know that I can't get a resolution with someone, I'm like, you know what? Thank you so much. You know, I don't just hang up in their face, but I'm like, you know what? Thank you. I'll call back. Like I'm kind of bold. I'll call back, and like I'll call back because sometimes people might not have the answers, and they may not know how to tell you they don't have the answers. So like Benny was saying, you'll end up missing your flight. You know. So, you know, I think that I don't agree with all the methodologies, but some of them are pretty on point.
All right, excellent. Ms. Cross, we're going to ask you to stand by. Lacey, I want to bring you in. Recently, I watched a video on YouTube, and certainly there are a number of them that are out there, where customer service wasn't so kind, and, you know, some of the patrons, you know, jumped over the counter and started fighting with customer service. I mean, how does that happen, Lady C?
You know, I am that person who is the customer service rep, only because I deal with customers all day due to the fact of the line of work I do.
Right.
I can tell you this. A lot of people don't like to hear a no or I can't help you. I've learned over the years of doing this, if someone comes to me with a certain transaction, like for an example, I work for the tax, if anybody live in Florida, I work for the tax collector office, one of the local, the tax collector's office in Florida. So I see a lot of people. And whenever someone comes to me and they say, hey, I need, you know, to correct my suspension, if I need to take care of my sanction or my suspension, and I tell them this is what you need to do, the first thing they do is lash out because they don't want to hear me saying, well, I cannot do it until you take care of your end, you know? That, you know, they want to hear, get it taken care of now. I want to be driving. You took my livelihood away. Get it taken care of now because y'all suspended my driver license. You know how many times I hear the phrase, y'all suspended my driver license, when I technically never did? We never did. It's their actions. They got their driver license suspended. But, you know, people don't want to hear no. So when they don't want to hear no, they put a defensive wall up and they're ready to defend themselves and ready to argue, you know, and so you have to calm them down and say, listen, do you want me to help you? If you want me to help you, let me show you how. Let me help you by giving you the knowledge you need to get this taken care of.
Okay. All right. We're going to stand by, Lady Steve. Benny from the block, let me just bring you here and ask you, I mean, you're spending your money, as Ms. Cross said earlier. You're spending your money. Why should you, I mean, why not demand people to be nice to you? Why should you have to be empathetic to the customer service person? Benny from the block. Okay, perhaps he's just, he might be on mute. All right, let me go to the phone line.
I was on mute. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I was on mute.
So why, you're spending your money. Why can't you demand proper service and treatment?
Well, you have to know there's two things you have to understand when you're dealing with customer service. The first thing is that you have to be cognizant of the people who are giving you the service. If the person's making an excellent effort to give you good customer service, then you should acknowledge that and applaud that. Now, just because that person was not able to fulfill your need, that doesn't mean that the person didn't give you the best information they had available to them. It doesn't mean that they were derelict in their duties to give you great customer service. It's just that sometimes things just don't work out. Now, in terms of demanding what you want, see, that's a whole different process. You have now injected yourself into somebody else's job. If the person is giving you clear and good customer service and they still can't meet your needs, you can't take it upon yourself to now make them do something that they're incapable of doing. And a lot of times we do that. We want to call this person, that person, that person. All we have to do is just accept the fact that, hey, you don't have what I want. You can't give me what I want. Let me take my money and go somewhere else, and maybe some other place may have it. And they may even suggest another place to you. But all too often, we take our own personal social nonsense egos, and we try to make the person who's on the other side, who's delivering customer service to us, we try to make them become what we want them to become, and that's not always possible.
Mm-hmm. All right. Benny on the block, we're going to ask you to stand by. Bridget, I want to bring you in. I want to bring Jeanette in afterwards. I want to start with you, Bridget, and ask this question. And we're going to have a scenario here. I'm this waiter. I work at this restaurant. It's a popular restaurant, quite busy, and I've just really had a bad day. Several of the customers, you all just get on my nerves. You really do. And so now I come to your table. You know, you're pleasant and with energy and everything. And I say, You know, listen, I'm Troy. Listen, can I just take you all order? I mean, you know, I got an attitude. I come to the table. So I'm taking your order. So Bridget, and you know that I've got an attitude. How are you going to deal with me?
Well, I would most likely ask for a manager, because I wouldn't want to deal with somebody that's rude, and I understand he had a bad day. And sometimes you have to be a little understanding of what people are going through, especially mm-hmm. if the place is busy. Because I'm customer service myself, and I have a busy day every day. But mm-hmm. still, I have to still maintain a certain level of attitude and try to help people as best I can. I can't get all ugly and, you know, carrying on with them. And my personal issues just stay out of the workplace. So, you know, you still have to maintain that professionalism, whether you're having a bad day, it's busy or not, because I'm busy all day.
Mm-hmm. Right. So,
but I wouldn't like it. I would prefer to speak to a manager and ask mm-hmm. that someone else, you know, help me mm-hmm. or take
he
my
says,
order.
So now he comes, he says to you, he says, look, miss, I'm sorry, but the manager has gone for the day. He left at 2 o'clock. It's 7 o'clock now. And you can see our restaurant is real busy. No other waiter can wait on you. How can I help you, ma'am? Can you just give me your order, please?
Well, I would most likely say, well, sir, thank you so much, but we'll just find somewhere else to eat. That way to take up pressure off of him and definitely take the pressure off me, because I'm afraid if he takes my order, he may get in my food or something. You know what I'm saying?
So, Bridget, you waited 45 minutes at this popular restaurant, so now it's going on 8 o'clock, and so you see it, and everybody's hungry. So what are you going to do, Bridget?
I was serious. I still will not patronize that restaurant at that time. Because
right.
I tell you, I've been to that level where somebody will spit in your food or do something like that, and I just don't have time for that foolishness.
Right.
I would like to sit down and relax and eat properly, you know.
But you might not even know they're spitting your food, because you say, oh, this food was really good, and they just put the extra vitamins in there. We're going to ask you to stand by, Bridget. Jeanette, I want to bring you in here. Jeanette, your party has waited for an hour and a half in this popular restaurant. And the same that waiter, you know, I've come to you now, and it's like, you know, I done had a real bad day. My girlfriend broke up with me, and now it's like these people just getting on my nerves. They're not even giving me a nice tip. So, Jeanette, I'm saying, Miss, can you just, like, can you all kind of, like, hurry up? We'll be closing in 2 hours, and I get off in 30 minutes. So what do you say, Jeanette?
See, you didn't add that 3rd minute because I had something else to say on it. But
okay.
I'm going to forget about the 30 minutes you said. But if he comes to my table, most likely, I think it comes with age, too, how you talk to people. I'm just being honest with you. If he came to my table, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm busy. Can I go and get your order right quick? I'm going to say, well, hello there, baby. How you doing today? You know, I'm going to talk at night. I'm just so busy. I don't know what to do. I'd say, well, okay, then. I'm going to see what I can. You know, I'm just going to try to talk nice to him to start off, because that would be my personality. And you talk soft and nice, and hopefully, and I feel he will calm down, and he probably talking more to me. So to me, you can catch a fly with kindness if he's not too abrupt with it, you know, if he gets come over a little tired and whatever. You know, and I'll be soft-spoken with a smile and try to, you know, talk nice. And, okay, well, just give me a minute to look over this, and you can come right back, okay? And then, just talk to him.
It's 16
make
of you all in your party. I'm getting off in 30 minutes. And now I get to one of these children that's at the table. They happen to be about 12 years old, and they still, after all of this time, they don't know what they want. Now I'm really upset. And it's like, and now I'm breathing, like, oh, man, goodness gracious. You know? So now, don't you think, Jeanette, that those parents start to see my attitude, and don't you think they're going to be like, well, you know what, child, hurry up and place your order. The man is waiting. Is
you
that
know.
Fair to that child to have to rush his order? Because of
no,
my attitude?
No, you know, In reality, Dr. Walker, I would say, well, I'm sure that someone is going to come after you, but don't leave until, you know, I get with you because I appreciate you helping us. You know, I'm going to put it out. So, you know, I'm sure whoever take over after you would be nice, just like you. So if you can go ahead and do this for me, and then we'll appreciate it, and we'll take care of you. And whoever comes after you, that'll be fine. We appreciate it. You know.
Okay. All right. So that's how you would handle that. Benny from the block, let me bring you in to find out how you would deal with that. You know, my attitude is just really like, it's 16 of you all. I'm like, man, these little kids, this 12-year-old, and that's your child. That could be your grandchild. And it's like, I'm you know, I'm talking under my breath. It's these people, man, they're just getting on my nerves. And you're hearing that, Benny, from the block. What do you do?
Well, you know, as a parent, you're supposed to have a due diligence to step in and just kind of, you know, bring the situation to some sense of calmness, because what happens is we so often just overlook things and don't do what we're supposed to do, and then we have tragedy that happens, and we always go back and say, oh, I wish I had stepped in, I wish I had done something differently, and then when that doesn't occur, then all of a sudden we feel guilty when we could have just simply said, hey, you know, I understand things happen. I used to have the same problem with my kids and, you know, yada, yada, yada. But we don't. So we just let things go because we feel like we're not supposed to be interfering in nobody else's business.
Wow, wow. Ms. Cross, I want to bring you in. Lady C, stand by. Ms. Cross, now you got one of the kids with special needs, and you're trying to get them to place their own order. And the person is just not even empathetic to a special needs child. And, you know, they're like, and then they're playing and laughing. I mean, this is part of their behavior because they're special needs. And then the sorry for saying this, the idiot waiter, you know, can't see that. And then so, you know, it's like, Miss, can't you, why can't you just, and he comes out and he says, why can't you just order for the person? Can't you just order for him, ma'am? I gotta go. I'm leaving in 15 minutes. I don't understand standing up with you all 5 minutes.
And I would say, you know what? You can go ahead and leave. Give me another waiter.
Okay.
You gotta go in 15 minutes. You won't get my tip because with that behavior, that is so, you know, come on. Like, you gotta. The thing is, when we get into, right, because, and it's good that you were saying we're all consumers, and we're all customer service reps. I was sitting there thinking.
Right.
You know, when I was doing customer service, but even out with my clients, if I don't give them good service, they're not coming back. And I just feel like for that waiter to be so abrupt, like, no, maybe I'm not a good fit as a customer. You so
uh-huh.
Maybe you can, you know, get your left and give me somebody with more patience, like, because that scenario is too far left for him to be that bold with me when I'm gonna have to spend my money and I'm coming to this restaurant. You know, like, I would be very insulted, I'm gonna be honest. But, you know, like, I think one of the callers had said a good thing about it comes with the level of maturity, because Camila in her 20s, how she would have handled that versus Camila touching 40. I'm excited how
mm-hmm.
I would handle
okay.
that. Two different levels, you know, in two different levels. So
yep.
I would just go ahead
Absolutely.
And bring another way.
Yeah, Jeanette, I want to bring you in just before we go to Lady C, and I want to ask you this question because, and Bridget as well. Jeanette, let me begin with you, because it's like, if you're sitting there and I've come to you with my bad attitude as the waiter for the evening, you know, and isn't it true that now you all, I've raised your blood pressure, because when you all are, when I leave that area, whether you get another waiter or not, you all are talking about me and saying, I can't believe he was that rude. And you begin to get a little anxious, and there's an anxiety attack that starts to come on you all. You have allowed me to upset you all at that table. And, you know,
yeah.
I mean, Jeanette, I mean, isn't that likely to happen, even when you're trying
yeah.
to avoid that?
Yeah, definitely. It'd definitely be a conversation at the table. So that young man, he was just too upset today. I don't know what kind of problem he's having, but hopefully he'll get together. Yeah, he would be the conversation at the table. And hopefully he treated me right, or like the other person said, he left and I got another waiter, whichever the case might be. But, yeah, he would be the conversation at the table. And,
absolutely.
You know, yeah.
So, Bridget, let me bring you in and ask you, is it fair that your blood pressure is going up because he just got on your nerves. Is that fair to you?
Yeah, it's not fair. It's not fair at all, but I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all still at that restaurant. I done already left and went to another restaurant and got me some meat.
Okay.
I can't let people upset my blood pressure.
But Bridget, how do you let that waiter run you away from that restaurant after you waited 45 minutes? Haven't you just relinquished your power?
No, I sure haven't. But I'm sitting down eating and enjoying. You know, nobody's business. But I'm gonna tell you, you don't let people get on your nerves. You just go move on to the next restaurant where it's probably better anyway. Better service, better food, and everything.
All right. We're going to move on from this one. But just before we do, Lady C, I want to bring you in here. Lady C, you really like this restaurant, and your coworkers have brought you there, and you're just not being treated properly. Come on, Lady C, you're going to try out all of your niceness and everything, but the waiter is just absolutely rude. Lady C, come on now. When do you come out? Like, do the real person come out, Lady C? Or are you going to, like, let's just bow our heads? What you going to do, Lady C?
I'm not going to be arguing with my waiter because, like Jeanette said, you might get your food spit in. You know, I ain't trying to get my food spat on at all. Now, I can tell you this, if it's my favorite restaurant, I'm going to order my food, and if I'm with my coworkers, we finna have a good old conversation talking about that waiter. And on top of it, they ain't getting not one tip. I'm keeping my tip. The only tip they're going to get is that gratuity tip. That's the only one. Because normally, if I'm with friends, it's a big party, so they're going to charge me 20% anyway for the tip.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm that waiter, Lady C. I'm going to try to remember anyway. You didn't give me a tip. I'm going to try to remember. Remember, you all come there for happy hour. I'm going to try to remember all of those faces. Come on, Lady C. Y'all coming back to my restaurant and you happen to get me? What do you think, Lady C, is about to happen?
Well, it depends. She's going to have a lot of us to remember faces because it's like at least 10 of us. You know, we do tip pretty good. You know, but if you cutting up on us, you're going to probably remember that we didn't give you a tip, and it's like, we just going to eat again right in your face. We probably ain't even going to remember what you look like.
Okay. And I'm hoping that, because I know that y'all didn't give me a tip, and I went over and beyond even though I had an attitude. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to phone lines once again. We want to hear from you all out there. Your relationship with poor customer service, that's what we're dealing with tonight. And we certainly welcome your comments as well. Let's go to 407-862. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. Who do we have with us and welcome?
Good evening, Dr. Jesse. This is Marva, Sister Marva.
Sister Marva, thank you for joining us. We're doing great.
Yes,
Sister Marva, we just wondering about now ordering food. I mean, because we're worried about if the waiter has an attitude, then you don't wait an hour and a half. What can happen to your food that you won't even know?
I think that's a legend. I don't believe that someone would actually spit in your food. I just don't believe that.
Did you ever see the movie The Help? Did you ever see that movie The Help?
Yes, but it's still a legend. Yes,
I
saw that movie.
Okay,
I still think it's.
Uh-huh. Sis Mar, before you go on, let me just who saw that movie out there and want to share with us, you know, in a very diplomatic way what happened?
I want to share.
Lady C, go ahead.
This is the one with the pie, right?
Yes.
She served the pie. Well, she put feces in the person's pie. Okay.
Right. And why did she do that? Why did she do it?
Because of the way the lady was treating her.
So sometimes when I go to the restaurants, I'm thinking, you know, if the waiter is really not, I'm hoping that I get a good, nice waiter or waitress, And I try to make a joke with them to see where their attitude is, you know, because I just want to make sure that nothing happens to my food. I'm not trying to get those type of vitamins in my meal. So, Sister Marva, we want to bring you back in because you don't seem to think that these things can happen.
I don't, in my heart, believe that someone would actually do that.
I see.
I usually have a good, I will have a good regard for you and hope that you will have a good regard for me. And I really don't believe those, what they call it, urban legends about people spitting in your food and all of that. I truly don't believe it.
All right, then.
If someone comes, if I have a server or what do you call them, waiter or waitress, I very seldom ever get someone who's mean or snobbish, and it's usually because when they approach me, I give them the best that I can give them because I work on the other side of the desk myself.
Right.
And so when someone approaches, I don't want them yelling at me and
right.
thinking evil about me. So
mm-hmm.
I don't do that with others. But I'll tell you one thing. I'll give you one just little one snippet. It's not necessary. It's not about the restaurant. But it's about a doctor's office. I called ahead and told the doctor I was going to be late because my car broke down, and I walked because I wanted to keep the appointment. And when I got there, they said, "Oh well, you're more than 20 minutes late, so we can't do your appointment." Okay, so I left and made another appointment, and I came back to that appointment. And I was waiting like an hour and a half, and no call. So I said, I went up to the clerk, and I said, "I'd like to speak to the office manager." So she came to me, and I said, "I don't understand this. Last time I was 20 minutes late and I was turned down. This time you're an hour and a half late and there's no one coming to tell me why I'm waiting this long." She said, "Oh, Dr. So-and-so had to go deliver a baby." I said, "That's not my problem. Someone needed to come and tell me that."
Uh-huh.
And the doctor's time is not more important than my time. So I said, "I don't appreciate that. I will, you know, not come back." But the office manager was really nice. She says, "I won't charge you for this visit, and I'll have another physician to see you in the place." And the others were really nice. And I was true from my heart about that. I wasn't angry, but I made the effort to make the appointment, and I was late. And yet
okay.
they are late without explaining. You know, so that's
okay.
bad customer service.
I certainly can appreciate what you're sharing with us, and that is bad customer service. Now, let me go in. Ms. Cross, let me bring you in. In a situation like that, I mean, for me, when I run across poor customer service, and it depends on the extent of it, I often will either make a phone call to, if I'm not speaking with management, I will often make a phone call to corporate office or write a review that's so heavy that hopefully people will read that review. What's another strategy, Ms. Cross, that people might want to do? And then, Benny from Block, we're going to ask you the same question.
Oh, I think your strategy is
very, very effective because I work, you know, especially working in, you know, sometimes working retail. I've had situations where if I couldn't resolve the problem, you know, when you write a letter to corporate, when you put something in writing, writing a review on Yelp, writing a review on their page, it forces them to give you some type of reaction. And corporate kind of looks at it like if someone took the time out to write a letter, you know, it really was a problem, right? Because I think sometimes we're going to establishments, we'll have a situation with the person who gave us bad customer service, and we leave it right there. But no, sometimes it is limited to where you escalate it, take it to the manager, because of this might be a common behavior for that person. And who knows, you know, and they live, if you kind of look at it, this person is working for an organization, and they might be, they're causing this organization to lose money. Because I'm not going to go there. I'm going to badmouth the facility, you know, because that's what we do. If you have a bad experience, you want to, you just let the world know. So then you're going to let the world know about your bad experience. So they're like, oh, no, I'm not going to go there. So now this company's losing money. So when you start writing letters, they're like, hold on, I need to rectify the situation. I need to get rid of the problem.
And certainly I agree with that because I'm going to tell you something. For 100 years, I have been writing letters. It's something I guess one of the things I learned from my dad, who was rarely at home anyway, but one of the things that I did learn, he says the squeaky wheel always gets the what, everybody? The squeaky wheel gets the what?
The oil.
The oil, absolutely. The squeaky wheel gets the oil. So if you don't say anything, you know, and just if you don't have exercise your voice, your chances are you're not going to get any results. And I have written letters for years, and I have always gotten a positive response from that. In fact, I, you know, if it's necessary, I'll write a letter. Sometimes a phone call will do it. One of the banks that I bank at. Treated me with disrespect one day. And I went in there, and I didn't even say anything, and the lady had a very bad attitude. And this is the bank where my money is. And I don't care if I had $10 in the bank. It was still my money in that bank. So she had a bad attitude. So I just made certain that I got her name and the branch, you know, where the bank's located. And I called corporate. I called corporate and left them a message. I found out the email address and the director or vice president's office. Yeah, I went through the vice president's office and sent them a letter with the person's name and the branch. And do you know somebody from their management called me personally and was on the phone with me for more than an hour, trying to find out what happened and how they could rectify this situation. They called me one of their preferred customers, I guess, but it shouldn't matter. Do you know they compensated me financially for that? Put money into my account for that? So I'm telling you, when you know the channels to go through to deal with poor customer service, you're likely to get some favorable results. Benny from the block, let's bring you in. Have you ever had to file a complaint, whether in writing or verbal, and you got positive results?
Yeah, I had an issue with the hospital, and there was just some bad back and forth with the business office. They didn't do some things right with my billings, and they just really gave me a hard time. They were giving me some harassment about paying the bill when I knew I didn't have a bill and I knew it should have been taken care of. And so I wrote to the vice president of business accounting, and lo and behold, not only did my bill get resolved, but they sent me a check for almost $1,500 to compensate me for my time. So, yes, if you do take the time to write back and explain things to the right people, it has to be the right people, you will definitely get results back. So.
Ben from Block, we're gonna ask you to stand by. We want to hear from some of you all, some others out there, if you've had an experience or if you have some strategies or tips, even to reiterate some of the things that we've already said. Press 1 on your dial. We would love to hear from you. We're gonna also take some of the comments that are starting to come in. Lady C, let's give you the first comment that is coming into the studio tonight. your relationship with poor customer service. This male writes in, he says, I think we live in a forever-changing world, a world where customer service has gone to the dogs, he says. I seldom hear please and thank you anymore for your business. Lady C, is that common now? Is that the world we really live in? No please and thank you?
I agree. The world seems like a lot of people are getting more hateful than ever. A lot of people are more angry than they were before, you know? So I agree. And people don't say please or thank you. People expect for you to do what they say, you know, and get whatever you need done, even if you can't do it or it's impossible. They expect for you to do it.
Exactly. So, Bridget, I want to bring you in and ask you a question. I mean, why is it people tend to think that, well, you know, I didn't ask you to come here to my business. Okay, now what you want? So, well, what you want? All, hurry up, lady. Okay.
So, first of all, you're dealing with a totally different generation. A lot of them have no morals and values. And also the world has changed a lot because remember the Lord says in the last days, hearts will harden and people's hearts are very cold and they have no compassion about anything anymore. So yes, the world has definitely changed. Nothing like when we were growing up, we were taught morals and values and we exercise, you know, having love and compassion for people.
Mm-hmm. But it's not just, if you're referring to the generation, meaning the younger generation, it's not just them. I was in one of the popular stores the other day, and this store here, if you ask them, I don't want to mention their name on the air, but if you ask them for any product in there, oh, where's the butter, they will walk you over there. Many of you all probably know who I'm talking about. They will walk you over there with a pleasant smile to show you where the butter is, okay? Even though you should, common sense says, it's going to be in the cold area. But, okay, if you're just looking for that, they're going to walk you over there. And then they'll ask you, is there anything else that I can help you with? But this lady had the cashier. She acted like she was leaving in the next 2 minutes, and if she didn't punch that clock, she was not getting paid for overtime for 1 minute extra. And she was just as rude. And I had a product there that it posted, buy one, get one free. I always be looking for those bargains. So buy one, get one free. And she says, oh, no, this isn't buy one, get one free. Well, it said that over there. So then she's like insisting, sir, it doesn't say that. It rings up, they're not buy one, get one free. And she gave me attitude. And I was like, whoa, that I've never experienced that in this type of store. So now I knew, just what happened, I knew the manager personally, and I asked someone to get him. Well, he did come, and he went and he looked. And sure enough, it said, buy one, get one free. And what he did was, it was another product. And I shared her attitude. He said, we're going to talk to her about that. But they gave me, they honored that, buy one, get one free because of her attitude. So, I mean, if you do nothing, Jeanette, I want to bring you in here. If you do nothing, then you get nothing, but your blood pressure is going up. Is that worth it, Jeanette?
No. You know, I mean, you can do something without your blood pressure because I refuse to let them run my blood pressure up. But I agree. People, they're not happy with their jobs. They're just working just to say they, you know, got to pay the bills and all. And the helpfulness and the caring is not there. But like you said, and I think I know the place you're talking about where they're very helpful and they walk you, you know, and find stuff.
Right.
And it's hard to find that sometimes. But I still say, and I'm sorry, I guess I got a lot of empathy. It's how you approach that person, too. You
really?
Know. So, you know.
Jeanette, are you saying that I wasn't nice to the cashier? I didn't even
I
know her.
I don't know how you were because you could have had a bad day.
Yes. Okay.
You know.
But,
you know.
But where
and,
is...
you know, because usually when I walk up to the cashier, I usually they'll speak or if they don't ask, hello, how are you today? You know,
right.
And then, you know, she rings me up or whatever. It's how you approach them, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. We're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. Cross, I know you're probably going to say, do I have to be nice to the cashier, Ms. Cross? I'm giving my money that helps support her job. Do I have to be nice? I mean, you know.
Why not?
She's customer service, huh?
No, but you're not. The thing is, if we started, if our principles were treat people how we want to be treated, we wouldn't
right.
have most of the problems we have in this world. So it's kind of like, you know, that's why I said with me, is I've been on both sides of the spectrum. So I've had people, you know, oh, my God, there's a story that I will never forget. I was a 17-year-old girl working at the movie theater, and
right.
there was this woman, and I was at, you know, I was at one of the Chrissy, you know, it was a newer movie theater. It was an Aventura. Okay, so I'll just say that. When the Aventura 24 opened up, it was like a big deal, right? So
right.
I was one of the ladies there. So I remember, you know, it was a woman. She came up, and she's talking to me, and she had an attitude, and I was like, okay, you know, that's just having a moment. And I was like,
right.
okay, ma'am. I think I said, okay, ma. I said, okay, mom, but I think it was like a flip of the tongue. I didn't mean to call her mom. I was meaning to say, okay, ma'am. And she
right.
goes, oh, I meet your mom. I was like, okay, I apologize. It was a slip of the tongue. She started calling me all kind of B-I-T-C. Excuse me, I'm not going to spell it out. I'm
right.
a 17-year-old girl. This is a grown woman with children. And she's like, and you know, she's like going off on me, cursing at me. And I was like, I couldn't go out. I was a young girl. I'm like, excuse me now, but I still have sense. You know, my parents raised me quick. So I'm like, I'm mad now. I'm hot. But I'm like, I said, why are you talking to me like that? I didn't disrespect you. There's no reason why you should disrespect me. I don't care. I'm the customer. I can say what I want to say. Verbatimly, that's what this person said. This had to be like over, 20-something years ago. And I never forget it. She thought it was okay to talk to me that way because she was the customer. Uh-huh. And then, of course, I'm 17, so my impulse control is at a zero. So I'm mad. So she goes, but she was very bold and brazen. She walked over to customer service because I was like the box office. You know how that box office is set up. And she
right.
went to complain about me and say how I called her mom instead of ma'am. I said, listen, I don't care. You know, that time I'm stupid. I said, I don't care. You called me a B. You know, I said, you called me a B word. She was like, I don't care. I can call you what I want to call you. She said it again. I can call you when I want to call you. And I said, oh, my God, I never, ever in my life up to that point had seen someone so ignorant. So, you know, me being a little girl, her being a grown woman, so
right.
ignorant to where she could treat me a certain way because she was a customer. And I remember
right.
thinking, and I'll never forget that experience. I don't know where she is now, but I wish her the best of luck. But, you know, we have to be very mindful in treating people how we think they used to treat them because we're spending our money. You know, like, it's
right, of course.
Yeah.
So, Ms. Cross, are you saying then that the customer is not always right? That's one of the comments that came in. Whatever happens
yes.
to the customer is always right.
She wasn't right to call me a B.
Right. I understand. And see.
No, not always. The customer,
absolutely.
It depends. It
right.
really depends.
See,
if it's something that's pertaining to the situation in terms of service, and, you know, we try to go above and beyond, you know, you try to go above and beyond and give the customer what they need. But when you start crossing the line, like, human nature kicks in, you know?
Well, absolutely. And, see, that's why when I was 17 and worked in customer service and I was young and, you know, sometimes you don't know better and sometimes you do know better. But it's like people give you attitude, you start giving them attitude. Okay, this is just a job. I'm just making $1.60 an hour anyway. Okay? And it cost me more than that to catch the bus over here. So I used to talk about the old people, like these old people are rude and disrespectful and blah, blah, blah. You know, it was the old people. So could it be today that it's still the old people? I don't know.
Yeah.
Or are we getting back? We're going to ask you all to stand by. We're going to take a commercial break in a moment. Let's go to 786-319. Who do we have with us?
Good evening, Dr. Walker. Good evening, Ms. Cross and Benny on the Block and Lady C. Sister Marjorie. And good
Sister
evening,
Marjorie,
everyone.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us. Sister Marjorie is one of our clients. We're going to go ahead and give her an opportunity to advertise on tonight's broadcast. Sister Marjorie, go ahead and give you a commercial.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. I'm a nurse and I'm a health and wellness consultant, and I'm with one of the leading companies in the world, and we do have different products, some awesome products. If you know anyone with any pressure, arthritis, diabetes, any kind of health conditions, please call me at Sister Marjorie Cross, and my telephone number is 786-319-7223. My website is www.sisterlove.isagenix, isagenix.com/collagen, collagen. And again, my number, if anything and you didn't get the website, you could just call me again. My number is 786-319-7223. Or you can call Dr. Jerry Brown. He's a holistic doctor at 1-678-777-8875. God bless you, and tell him you heard it on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for that. That's one of our sponsors. And since Marjorie, while I have you on here, all the people that need the high blood pressure herbal things that you have, they're the ones that are eating at that restaurant that let that waiter upset them. So they will need it.
I'm telling you, right?
We're going to ask you all to stand by. You're listening live to the Dr. Jess Walker Show. 347-857-1769. You can also listen to this show in its entirety 20 minutes after we end the broadcast. We've got several more comments that we want to get into tonight, and we also have some more of the phone lines we'll get to in just a minute. We appreciate your patience. We've got another 28 minutes remaining on the show tonight. Tonight's topic, if you're just joining us, is your relationship with poor customer service. Let's go once again now to the phone lines. Let's go to 786-255. You're live on the show tonight. Hello? 786-255. All right, we've got another noise in the background on that particular end. Lady C, I want to bring you back in for this next comment that has come through the studio. Female, she says, in reference to your relationship with poor customer service, I think some companies do a poor job in training their employees. They seem to not have the courtesy skills needed in a job of customer service. Is that maybe common? Is it true? Is there any truth to that, that a lot of companies do a poor job in training their employees? I think it's true.
Okay. I would say this. Poor customer service comes within yourself, you know? You know, you can't teach nasty. Nasty is within you. So you I have some employees that are nasty to customers that I have to like tell my customers, I mean my coworkers, and I have to tell them, you know, hey, you know, the way that you talk to that person is not, you know, wasn't nice. You know, they need our help. You know, you got to be a little more lenient and understanding from what their situation. You know, but nasty is within yourself. If I'm rude and I'm nasty to you, it's not my company or my higher-ups or my bosses that taught me that. That was already instilled in me. You know?
No, absolutely.
There's some truth, but yes, some false to it, a lot of false to it, because that's within yourself. Now, if your company allows the employees to be nasty to customers, then yes, that is some truth to it there.
Okay, that's a very good point. Very good point. Being from the block, I want to bring you in. Certainly, we want to hear from you all out there. If you've got a comment, we certainly want to hear from you out there as well. You can press 1 on your dial. We're talking tonight about your relationship with poor customer service. Being from the block, this next comment, this party writes in, and this male, he says, whatever happened to the phrase, the customer is always right? You know, and that was one of our comments that came in earlier. I mean, there was a time when I grew up and it was like the customer is always right. You always treat the customer with respect. And even if the customer has a bad attitude, it appears, being from the block, that that has changed now, that maybe the customer is not always right. Which should it be? What should it be?
Well, I think what happens when they had that statement that customer is almost always right, workers who were in the service industry took a different pride in their job. They really took their jobs personally. They made sure things were done right. They made sure they spoke correctly to you. They just had a different pride about them. The workers nowadays, they are thinking, oh, I'm only making X amount of dollars an hour. And what, how much they want from me? I can't give them my life and my blood. So a lot of times it's the people who are serving us who have the bad attitude, which precipitate us to have bad attitudes because we wonder, wow, what happened to her? What did she wake up this morning? I've had situations where I have people just been downright nasty. I mean, for no good obvious reason. And so, you know, after a little bit of conversation and dialogue, you kind of say, hey, are you having a good day or what's going on with you? Well, I'm not having a good day in my this. I can't pay my bills. I got enough money for this. And all you hear is grumbling and complaining. I remember when my father was working, he had his own business. My father never, ever shared what was going on with his customers. It was never supposed to be that way. But now we just tell everything. We share everything. My boyfriend broke up with me. I got this. I got a STD. They just tell everything. They don't keep nothing secret anymore. And so you're sitting there at the restaurant going, you got an STD? Check, please, because I'm ready to go. So that's just where we are. You know, they don't have, there's no filters anymore. There's no real true. I don't need nothing. I'm giving you a tip so you can get a shot. Anyway, but we don't have no pride about service. We just say everything, do everything, talk about everything. It's like the Wild Wild West. It's just open. So now I can tell you, I have a friend who's a professional server, and he's been doing it for many, many years. And his biggest complaint that he always shares with me is that when people come in and they want a hookup, you know, give me the hookup, give me that, and he goes and gives them a hookup, and guess what they do? They stick them on the tip. You know what I mean? Give them a decent tip. Come on, people. If someone takes good care of you, if they give you an extra entree, a side or something that costs $20,
right,
at least throw them a $20 in tip. Don't make people suffer because, you know, you think everybody's supposed to give you something. No, we're not a welfare society. We are keep our society well fair. Pay your fare. Pay your share. There's nothing wrong with giving 20% of service. So, you know, just be good to your services. So if you get great service, tip great. If you get bad service, still tip them, but just don't tip them great.
You know, yeah, Ben from Block, we certainly do appreciate your commentary. I mean, it is really good. You just, and it, of course, it triggers things in my mind because recently I'm at the restaurant the other day, and this lady rushes in there, not even knowing if she's a. It doesn't appear that she may have even been a prospective customer. She's like, "Where's the bathroom? I got to pee." So. And all the customers could hear this, and I'm like, well, you know, so not only are you coming to customer service, but they pointed her in the right direction. So sometimes there are favorable things that customer service can provide. Lady C, how do you deal with something like that? The person coming in there, like, hey, making this loud announcement and not even saying, where's the restroom, but saying, I got to pee. I mean, how do you deal with something like that?
Oh, I'm gonna probably laugh. I'm gonna just laugh to myself and drop my head and do the shaking of the head because I'm just gonna keep it to myself. Allow him to do whatever he wants.
Wow, that is amazing. So it's just like Benny from the Block is saying, there's no filtering even on the customer end. And let alone the customer service, even with a lot of, and he's so right because I've had people just, you know, when you say hello, how are you? Sometimes you regret asking that question because, like you say, they start telling you their life. This, you know, I caught STD from this man, and they go into the specifics or this woman. It's like so when he says that, it triggers things in my mind that people have said, and I'm trying to. I'm trying to back up from them when they start talking about they caught this here. So, Jeanette, let me bring you in here. So if you're in one of the popular stores, you know, and you're having a good day and someone's kind of say, hello, ma'am, how are you? And you're like, they just need somebody to talk to. So, Jeanette, they start. So it's not just customer service, but this person is like, they start coughing and sneezing and they want to say hello to you. You don't even know them. So are you going to stick around for their journey?
I'm going to give them my little eye. I'm going to be steady walking away because now, I'm saying, no, I'll probably throw my hand up high and I'm steady moving.
But
they're
waiting to say, Miss, hold on, Miss, I want to talk to you for a second.
Gotta go.
Come on, Jeanette, are you going to be rude and mean like that to the people?
Yes. You going to cough and do all that around me? Yes. Gotta go. And, you know, because you ruder to me doing all that coughing and stuff.
That's right.
Okay.
That is wrong.
We're going to ask you to stand by. Sister Marva, let's bring you in because you say you're a sister, so I'm assuming you're from the church and you're probably a good Christian woman, and we certainly appreciate that. So, Sister Marva, the same scenario, the woman is coughing and sneezing, and it's like you... It so happened you haven't had your shots yet. you haven't had your shots.
You can't.
So what do you do, Sister Marva? What do you do?
I would move away. I would move away to a safe distance, and then find out what it is that they do want. You know,
and she says, now you find out what she wants. She says, oh, I recently had COVID-19.
Oh.
And she says, do you know, but I don't want to get the shot. Do you know any herbal medicines I could use? Now, what do you say to her? Honestly, Sister Marva, the lady from the church, what do you say to her?
Oh, Lord.
I would say to her, I don't even know. I'm still laughing. I'm still laughing. That's funny. What would I say to her? If she's asking me for herbal medicine for the COVID?
Yeah, ladies. And while you're still talking
from a safe distance.
She's still sneezing and coughing.
Oh, my gosh.
But she wants to know from you. So what do you do? You're the woman from the church system, Sister Marva. So what do you do?
I would be thinking she must come up from under a rock or something, not knowing that you should have a mask on and that you sneeze in your elbow and cough in your elbow. And at a distance.
Right.
And I would say, I would tell them, you know, you can use a large dose of vitamin D and C and zinc and, and you know, I would still be as...
Right. You're going to stay in the environment of the germs and tell her all of this. Honestly, Sister Marva...
The germ can only go for 6 feet. So if I put my distance, the distance between me and the person.
God.
I think I would be able to, you know, move back and say, remember, we need to keep. And you're talking to a nurse, so you know I'm going to be teaching them to that. You know, you should be wearing a mask and you should stay 6 feet back and you don't want to give this to other people. So this is what you would do. And these are the things that I would drink some ginger tea or something, you know.
Okay. Sister Marva, we're going to
stand
by. Let me bring in the other nurse, Sister Marjorie. Let me ask you the same question. He's sneezing and coughing with running nose and then her eyes are red, you know, which shows some of the symptoms. So now, and she's like, she can't stop sneezing and coughing. And she coughs in her hand, and she's trying to get your attention. Well, Sister Marva, you're another lady from the church, and, you know, you want to do the right thing. What is the right thing, Sister Marva?
What I would do I'm sorry. As you say, you'd have to maintain a safe distance. But the confidence season, I say, excuse me, but I got to go. I'm sorry. I could not stand there while she's confident, especially now in this COVID time. You have to be very careful, you know. So, you know, she's talking and I would try to maintain as far a distance as possible and then say, okay, you know, as she said before, she said the right thing, taking vitamin D, taking zinc and everything, but I wouldn't stay too long. Maybe after she said that, then I probably would just leave. I said, you know, I couldn't stay standing up with all the coughing and sneezing.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, not now.
So, Sister Marjorie, while I got you on here, so she wants, since you seem knowledgeable, then
yes.
She says, well, miss, I want to give you my, now she's coughed in her hand, and she says, I want to give you my phone number. Can you call me? What do you do? She writes it down on a piece of paper, and then she gives it to you from the same hand she's been coughing in. What do you do, Sister Marjorie?
I probably would take it, but then, you know, when I get in my car, I just disinfect the paper.
But isn't it a little late? You already took it in your hand.
But no, but I would try to hold it like at the little tip and then make sure once I get in my car, I disinfect my hand and disinfect the paper. That's, I'm sorry, that's what I would have to do. But
right,
I couldn't
stay
too close with her.
I understand. We're going to ask you to stand by. Lady C will close us out tonight, and we've got about 12 minutes before she closes us out tonight. And Lady C, we got the next comment for you. Lady C, but before we go to that next comment, I need to ask you that question. If they're sneezing and coughing, and let's say you have kids and your kids are small, underage kids, and they're with you, and that person is sneezing and coughing and says to you, and she's an old woman, you know, and she can't help herself, or an old man can't help himself, and says, excuse me, young lady, can you get that off the shelf? And I'm not picking at old people because I'm supposed to be one of them now. But, you know, can you get that off the shelf for me up there? And she's been coughing and sneezing, and she touches you on your shoulder to get your attention. What do you say, Lady C?
Now I am gonna get my distance, and I'm definitely gonna have on my mask anyway. And I know she's gonna most likely have on her mask. I'm probably just gonna have her to just step on to the side, and I'll get it for her.
Okay, all right. So, but she touched you, you know, she pat you on there, or he pat you on there, saying, "Miss, can you get that?" And they just been coughing all in their hand, and you saw them coughing in their hand.
I'm probably going to get it, so I know y'all going to say it's bad.
I'm not saying anything. Right.
Every day I'm up under a customer every day doing fingerprints, and I'm sure.
Wow.
I'm 5 feet even. So
wow.
If customer's sick or not sick, I'm still up under them because I have to do their fingerprints. It's kind of hard to escape them when we're side by side, you know?
All right.
As long as they have her mask on, and I have my mask on, I will help her. I will get it.
Right. I get it. Benny from the block, let's
wash and sanitize my hands right after.
That's
okay. Okay, I got you. Benny from the block, this next comment. This female, she says, reference to your relationship with poor customer service. She says, I tried placing a home security order from a big-name brand company and was switched around to 6 different people after asking for a manager. After the second person I talked to, I never got a manager and decided to cancel my request to do business with them and went with another company that was much more pleasant and professional. Now, Benny from the block, is that the way to do it, in your opinion? If you're not getting the proper treatment, just go somewhere else?
That's the best way to do it. And that's not just with customer service. That's with dating. Boys, girls, whatever you're doing, just if somebody don't do it right by you, just go and find somebody else who want to be right by you. There's always somebody who want to give you better and greater customer service. I don't know why we get stuck. I think we're just crazy. Because if you see somebody not treating you right, run away fast. Don't try to figure out what's going on. Don't try to figure out what's happening. Just run away fast. We stay in bad situations all the time. And you guess what's going to happen? Either somebody going to get hit upside the head or somebody going to get cursed out or yelled at. Why go through all that? If you see it's just not working out, it's just not working out. You know, if the judge will pick up, the judge will have 2 dates, and he don't make it on time for neither one of them, guess what? He ain't going to never be on time. So just move on to somebody else. If you go to a shop, and the people don't have what you want, they don't want to talk to you, hey, just go on somewhere else. If you go to one McDonald's and they don't actually, they treat you right, go down the street about 2 miles, you'll find another McDonald's. They'll be more than happy to treat you. We make things difficult. It ain't difficult. Just keep on moving.
Right.
Take some point and go on down the road.
Okay, so Benny from the block, are you telling me, you're saying if you're dating and it's not working out right, just move on to the next person? What about if you're married and you've been married to him for like 11 years and it hasn't been working for 10 and a half of those years? What do you tell that person, Benny from the block?
Hey, you just got to look him in the face and say, hey, this ain't working out right. I'm getting bad customer service. I need to find another place to do business.
So here we go. You're hearing it live tonight on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Then we got a live one for you all night. Your relationship with poor customer service. So Benny from the block is telling us that, and he's right. Poor customer service can come in all forms and fashions, you know, even in relationship and dating and stuff like that. Let's go to the Jeanette, I want to bring you in on this here comment. This female, she says, I think people fail to realize that you don't have to do business with companies or people who don't want to do proper and courteous business with you. After all, it's your money you are spending, as so many have said on the air tonight. Jeanette, give us the impact of your money you're spending.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. You know, I'm trying to do business with you. Like I think I mentioned earlier, you don't show up, you be late, and you tell me you couldn't get to me, and I was already on schedule, and I said, my money's green, too. And matter of fact, you know, I'm paying just as much as this other person. So if they can't handle it, I will change them in a minute. And say, okay, I gave you the opportunity, especially small businesses. They try to overload themselves, and then they start putting, the one that paying more, they try to get a lot of little ones in between. I don't know why they do that. That's crazy. You need to go and get the big one out the way. But anyway, yeah, I would move on. I would let them go because my money is just like everybody else's money, and I go find somebody else.
All right. That makes a whole lot of sense. Sister Cross, I wanted you to come in and just give a brief commercial break once again, how they can get your product and your phone number and so forth.
Yes. Yes. Hello again. My name is Marjorie Cross, and my telephone number is 786-319-7223. Any health products that you need, you could call me. And my website is www.sisterlove.isagenix.com/collagen, and or you could call Dr. Brown, who is a holistic doctor, at 1-678-777-8875. Thank you. Just repeat this number again. 1-678-777-8875. And tell them you heard it on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Thank you.
All right. Awesome. So, Marjorie, while I've got you on here, I want you to take this comment.
Okay.
This male, he writes in, he says, like so many have said tonight, I can't see myself spending my own money and allowing someone in customer service to treat me with no respect. Why is the respect so important?
Respect is important because no matter what you do, if, as you say, you're spending your money and somebody to disrespect you, you, as you say, you can go someplace else. You know, if they're showing me an attitude, I just say, okay, see you later. I just leave and I'll go someplace else because respect is very important. My mom used to say, if the person say, I respect you and I don't love you, she prefer the person say, she always said love without respect doesn't go any place. So if you're dealing with somebody and they're saying that I respect you but I don't love you, she prefer that for them to say. But if you love them, you don't and you don't respect them, that's not good. So if a person want to disrespect you, you need to move on and go someplace else. That's what I would do.
All right, excellent. And that's what so many have said tonight. The final comment that we have, lady, she's going to close us out in about 4 minutes. She'll close us out with your relationship with poor customer service and tips on how to deal with that. That may be the same or a reiteration of what we've heard in tonight's broadcast. You know, let's take a look here at this last comment. And Benny from the block, I want to direct this one to you. This female, she says, I recall as a little girl watching my father do business with companies. If he was given a hard time with customer service, he would always ask to speak with the manager, and things would always change when this happened. Benny from the block, why is it that important to, if you're not going to leave the place of business, to speak with the manager? What power, if any, does that have?
Well, people just always feel like that the person they deal with doesn't have the final authority. And that's just how we see it. Sometimes we can go over that person, you know, supervisor, manager, owner, and think that we're going to get a different result. Typically, and I'm not saying in all cases, but very typically, if a business is running really, really good, he will most likely accommodate you only for the fact that he wants you to come back and be a customer. But if he realizes that you're not going to ever come back and be a customer, there is no great benefit for him to give away the farm just because you're complaining and mad about everything. There's some people wake up mad and complain about everything. There's some people that should complain about everything no matter what. Some people, it don't matter what you do for them, and they're going to never be right. And that's just the way some people are. Some people are just scammers. They want to scam everything. That's just the way life goes. So as a business owner myself, I know how to see people when they come in and they start complaining right off the block. You know, but they won't. They want something for nothing. And that's just the way life goes. So you got to make a decision. You got to make sure your employer feels comfortable with their response to the people, and you got to back them up sometimes. Ma'am, sir, I'm sorry. We don't have that. We don't have that type of hamburger here. And I understand you want 2 all beef patties, but ma'am, we are Burger King. We make it your way right away. We don't have 2 all beef patties. So you got to go to somebody that has 2 all beef patties. Is that what you want? So that's just the way life goes.
Absolutely. You know, you're so right. But then they ask you, Benny from the block, well, can't you just put 2 offy patties on the sandwich since I'm here?
Yeah, you can ask what you want to. You can make your mouth say anything. But the actuality is you can't do everything that your mouth try to create. So, no, I can't do that. No.
Right.
No.
Right. So that is, listen, you know what, that is so, so true. We're talking about poor customer service, you know, and I look forward to the closure tonight's program because, I mean, you know, you think about, you know, should you really, I mean, should we take all of this life stuff so seriously when sometimes it seems like maybe it's just a game? Maybe it's just a game. Benny from the block, what do you think? I mean, are we taking things maybe sometimes too seriously when it's not really all that and we're sweating the small stuff?
Who was that question for?
Jeanette, could we be just taking things too seriously, and when it's not worth it, we're sweating the small stuff, and it's not even worth it?
Yeah, really, you know, because you might be in a bad mood yourself that day, and then what happens, like you said, you take it too serious because of your mood, and it's not worth it. So both people need to, you know, yeah.
This eases up a little bit. Wow, that is so interesting. You know, so just getting to our final thoughts, Sister Martha, let me bring you in. Just in 15 seconds or less, what, if anything, would you say to people who might be dealing with poor customer service? 15 seconds or less, Sister Martha.
I would say, like Jesus did, if you go to a home and you find peace, then you can stay there. And if not, if they refuse what you have to offer, then walk away and brush the dirt off your feet, the dust off your feet, and that's what I have to say.
Awesome.
It's not always about...
It's not always about what?
It's not always about being rude or customer service. Or you don't even have to say it to the person. Just leave, you know. Like Pastor Benny says.
Yes, Yes. Okay, on that note, Lady C, we're going to ask you to close us out, and then I'll give the tips. I mean, I'll give the show for tomorrow. But, Lady C, you're on.
Okay, I'm going to give y'all a little story on my customer, with one of my customers yesterday. He came in to renew his concealed weapon, and him and I had this wonderful conversation. They were based on customer service. He was an elderly man, like 80 years old. He said he went to McDonald's, right, and he ordered him and his wife a burger, okay? They called it a patty sandwich, okay?
Right.
So as he said he was ordering his patty sandwich, his wife said, "I want a patty sandwich for the dog." And when he got a patty sandwich for the dog, and they were like, "How do you want the patty sandwich?" He said, "No bread, just the patty." So the lady said, "We don't do that. We have to give you a bun." She says, "No, I just want a patty for the dog." You know?
Right.
And so the lady ended up giving the clerk ended up giving the lady the patty sandwich, but she wanted to charge her. She said the lady wanted to argue with the clerk and said, "How you gonna charge me for the patty? It's for the dog. The dog don't eat that much, right?" So the lady was getting upset, and the clerk ended up just giving the lady the patty for free. But the thing is, that was the first time in a long time that they actually got something for free, because they don't win an argument with Wendy's. They argue with a lot of people because they every time they order something for themselves, they order something for the dog, and everybody want to charge it. So that little patty made this my customer day. He was so happy to tell me that story. So the moral of my story is, whenever it comes to customer service and someone wants the smallest thing, if you can do it for them, just do it. You know, if you can, just do it. You know, and if you can't, just try to tell them politely you can and direct them in the right direction where they can go get whatever they need to get what they need done.
I love that. That's a beautiful story, Lady C. Thank you so much for sharing that with us and bringing all of this to fruition and what is important to do. I love how you present that courtesy. I love it, and that story will stay with me forever. Oh, my goodness, a patty for the dog. How you going to charge me? Oh, my goodness. So, how you going to charge me for the dog? Go ahead, Dave, bring 10 dogs in and let them all eat for free. Oh, my goodness. Listen, we are clearly out of time. I've enjoyed the show tonight. I hope that you all have enjoyed it as much. Please join us here. You think you had a good time tonight, you don't want to miss tomorrow night's show. That's one of our spiritual shows. And tomorrow night's topic, you want to get this. Should you allow just anyone to pray or lay hands on you? You don't want to miss tomorrow night's show. Should you allow just anyone to pray or lay their hands on you? All right, listen, join us here tomorrow night. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program, join us back here live next Thursday for the Dr. Dick's Walk Show. Until tomorrow or until next Thursday, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, Dr. Good night, Dr. Good night, everyone.
Good night, good night, good night. Good night.
It was a great show. Thank you all.
Good night,
God bless
Pastor Benny.
Keep
all right,
praying.
Good night. Good night.
All the best.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.